Cincinnati voters head to the polls tomorrow to vote in the primary for mayor. WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me this morning to talk about what we might expect. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So there are four people on the ballot and I believe a write-in candidate, but few people expect the outcome to be a surprise. What are you expecting?
The outcome will not be a surprise. Roxanne Qualls and John Cranley, the Democrats, are clearly going to win this primary. They have all the name recognition, all the experience, all the money. You have people like Jim Burns and Queen Noble, and a write-in by the name of Stacey Smith. Very little experience, very little money. I mean, Jim Burns and Sandra Queen Noble have been on the ballot many times, but they don't get votes. And they're not going to get very many votes tomorrow. So it's clear that we're going to have a primary, that Qualls and Cranley are going to be the two top vote getters, which means that they face each other in November election. So we're going to have this $400,000 primary in the city of Cincinnati, and the result is really pretty much a foregone conclusion.
Well, is there anything that can be determined by who the top vote getter is tomorrow?
Well, yes and no. In 2005, we started doing this in 2001. This is when we went to the direct election of the mayor. But in 2005, David Pepper beat Mark Mallory. Pepper ran first, Mallory ran second. And in the general election, Mallory won the election. But that was a little bit different because you had some very significant candidates on the ballot with Mallory and Pepper in Charlie Winburn and Alicia Reese. And obviously Mallory won all of those votes, or most of those votes. And in this case, the other minor candidates are not going to have enough votes to really make much of an impact. So the results of what happened Tuesday night may be pretty indicative of how it could go in the fall.
Well, will it matter how many people actually turn out?
Yeah, well, I think, the turnout's also a factor, too. The turnout will be considerably lower than it will be in the November election, so that kind of skews things, too. So I wouldn't read too much into who the top vote-getter is. We'll just have to see who shows up in November.
Now, although the outcome of the primary, as you say, seems pretty clear, holding a primary can be helpful to the candidates. Tell me why.
Well, it can be helpful to the top two candidates, obviously, because they move on. And what it allows them to do, because the general election is a separate election from the primary, they've raised substantial amounts of money for the primary, but now they can start from scratch with their donors and go back to them and ask for more money. And, basically people who have maxed out the maximum contribution for individuals, $1,100, they can go back to all those people and say, would you give us another $1,100 for the general election? So they get two bites of the apple when it comes to fundraising. And that's why this thing is probably going to be the most expensive mayor's race in history.
Now, we're already seeing negative ads in the race. How intense is it going to be?
Well, it's going to be very intense with these two candidates. These two candidates in the primary season have done nothing but attack each other for the most part. You know, they'll come out with proposals now and then, but for the most part, it's just been the two of them going after each other. And that's going to continue not only on TV advertising, but in direct mail, which is very effective. And it's going to get very down and dirty and very nasty and not very pleasant.
Why do you think that happens?
I think it happens because they read polls, and if they see polls that show them slipping behind, the more negative they get against their opponents and trying to knock the opponent down. I think it's just because for them the stakes are so high. I mean, this is a high-stakes election. This is for the mayor of the city of Cincinnati.
Well, of course, tomorrow, just the primary. You'll be updating our website tomorrow night with results, correct?
Yes, I will.
Thank you so much, Howard.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU political reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can also read his column and his blog at WVXU.org.